It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Tristan Thompson was spotted getting touchy-feely with another woman at a club in L.A. 5 months after the Cleveland Cavaliers forward was caught cheating on then-pregnant girlfriend Khloe Kardashian, he was seen getting very friendly with the woman. Witnesses say that Thompson and the woman were chatting and flirting throughout the night. The witnesses said that they were very touchy-feely, he had his hand on her butt. But Khloe is standing by her man and believes every word Tristan tells her because she's a brainwashed idiot. What does he have going on that, like, she just refuse? You know, here's the thing. Khloe is probably personality-wise my favorite out of the Kardashian-Jenner clan. But something is wrong with her that she just, I don't know, she has such low self-esteem and self-worth that she just dates the crummiest dudes.
Well, I do think that she has very low self-esteem. I think all of those girls have very low self-esteem, but that's kind of why they're relatable.
Is it daddy issues because Rob Kardashian died?
I don't know if it's daddy issues. I just think that she wants a man. I think it's just like her being a hopeless romantic in her entire life, just wanting like that true love. And she's attempted all these times, and now she's just like, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to fight through it. But it's like, come on.
Why hasn't Kris Jenner orchestrated that either Courtney or Khloe could be on The Bachelorette as The Bachelorette?
Holy crap.
Imagine.
You're a genius. I don't know why that hasn't happened
yet. Two of the biggest reality show worlds colliding.
But they would need like multimillionaires from across the globe.
Oh, yeah. Well, or not, though. Imagine somebody like Grocery Joe chumming it up with Khloe Kardashian.
See, Khloe Kardashian, it would work. I think, like, if it was Kendall Jenner, you would know. Like, that would
It
work.
Has to be Khloe because Khloe. She is the best personality for something
sure.
like that.
And also, though, I think, true, I mean, how long has she been called the ugliest Kardashian?
True.
The ugly sister.
It could be like a ugly duckling type of scenario.
Right, and she for sure just has deep, deep, deep-rooted insecurity issues.
Let's make this happen. Can we get a petition
yes.
going to get Khloe
Let's
on? It's The Bachelorette
it.
On ABC.
Let's do it, Indy.
Lady Gaga is in London doing press for that movie, A Star Is Born, which, by the way, in like 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away premiere passes to. So you and a friend or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, sloth, want to go see it, you can. And we're hooking you up with all kinds of other prizes that you get qualified for, too. But Lady Gaga was walking outside of her hotel signing autographs and posing for photos with fans. And when she was walking, her dress that had this big slit in the front showed her bare genie, if you will. It was just wide out,
no,
like just out.
Wait, I am gonna look up that picture.
Like, why wasn't she just wearing like a nude colored thong? Like, it's uncomfortable.
That's bizarre. But yeah. I will say, sometimes stuff is just too tight and you don't want panty lines.
Free the nipple is a thing. Will free the genie become a thing?
Maybe so.
Actor Kurt Russell called out attorney Michael Avenatti, who suddenly came forward with a client claiming Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was present at a high school party she was being gang raped at 36 years ago. He tweeted, "Is the average Joe supposed to believe the Stormy Daniels ambulance chase lawyer found the scoop of the century of a secret DC college gang rape ring in the 80s that was never reported until today? I'm disgusted." So, you know, of course, there are a lot of people that were pissed at Kurt Russell for saying that. And then a lot of people agree with him, too. And then Jennifer Hudson confirmed that she's going to be playing Aretha Franklin in an upcoming movie on Ellen.
Is this true that you're going to play her in a movie?
Yeah, it's true.
You are.
Aretha says she wanted Jennifer Hudson to play her. And it's always been my dream to play Aretha. And it's actually happening. It blows my mind. Like, I've always looked up to Aretha. And to portray her, I can't even speak about it because it's like, oh, that's a huge task.
Yeah.